Aloha and welcome to the Dream Into It podcast. I'm Roxelle Cho, coming to you from my hometown, Kailua Kona, Hawaii. After building a multiple seven-figure swimwear brand, from a dream starting in my garage, I became curious into learning how my thoughts created the reality around me. This is the Dream Into It podcast, where we will look into how wonderful, powerful, inspired, motivated women like myself are able to rewrite the stories of their lives and step into their power. I am so excited to be able to join you on your journey of stepping into your potential and creating the life of your dreams. Mahalo for being here today. Come on, dreamers, let's dream into it. Hey, Momi.
Hey, Mama.
Ooh, hi. We're back and another mini episode. I'm excited again to dig into what you have in mind. What's on your mind today? Like, what can we talk about here for all those with their kids that are listening today?
Losing like a winner.
Losing like a winner. That sounds kind of like it's contradicting itself there. Could you explain to me, like, when are times that you would have to lose like a winner?
Act like you're winning, but you're losing.
But you're losing. Does that happen often in our house? Yes. Like, what kind of things do you sometimes lose at?
Chess.
But you also sometimes win at those things. You are pretty good at chess. You beat me a couple of times as well.
Yeah.
So, like, this concept of losing like a winner, what does that involve? What does that look like?
You could lose, but you actually feel like you're going to win.
Right? And sometimes when you get so excited, I see it sometimes, like, because Mommy does that a lot, right? I lose like a winner quite a lot, actually. But isn't it so much more fun at the end of it? Like, because sometimes you, like, when you used to lose, you used to get, like, a little bit upset at times, right? And, like, that wasn't really fun.
Yeah.
But now we got this new concept, losing like a winner. And basically what happens even when we're kind of, like, losing?
You just act like you win.
I'm noticing, too, that we have a lot more fun because at the end of the night, like, we all just are laughing because it's so funny losing like a winner. Do you know that's kind of what I do even in business? You know, it's like our thoughts, right? Mommy always tells you what we think is what's kind of true and it becomes our reality. So, you know, I'm glad that you kind of like took that concept and you've even been using it on Mario Kart, I see. Because sometimes, like, what place are you in when you're challenging your auntie and I?
Like 6 or 7.
Yeah. And then sometimes 12. And sometimes I'm in 12th place too. But I'm like, I feel like I'm winning. Yes, you do. And then there are times where, like, I'm in 12th place and I'm like, yay, I'm winning, but I'm really losing. But if we can reframe the word losing, right, we can just be excited all the time and happy. And I think that that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So maybe like losing like a winner is a new thing.
You still got points.
We still got points. And every day we still wake up super excited and happy. So, no, I think our tip for today's mini episode for any kids that are listening today, what would it be to them? What do you want to tell them?
Lose like a winner.
Ooh, you got a little song going on. Lose like a winner. I love that. I love that little term you got going. So thanks for blessing us with your knowledge today in this like mini episode. And I hope that the kids who are listening in with their parents today are enjoying all of the fun that we have behind the microphone. And I hope it goes out into the world and then they're able to have fun as well and lose like a winner. All right. Say aloha. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, everybody. Bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye. Mahalo for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Keep on dreaming into it, dreamers. The possibilities are infinite. If you love the show, share it with a friend and subscribe. I'll catch you in the next episode. Feel free to dive into our show notes at www.fusehawaii.com. And you can also follow me on my personal Instagram at Roxelle Cho. I'd love to hear from you. Comment on my recent post. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Aloha.